Wexford Square, Ireland, in the year 1169.
It appears as though the Irish are intending to strangle your brother.
Or worse.
There must be 100 people between us and the podium.
Shouldn't be a problem. All I need's a bow.
They appear to be carrying axes. I see no bows. Wait, sire, over there.
I see him. The guard leaning out of yonder window.
Are you sure this is wise?
Not really. Oi!
Oh. Norman filth!
Here, his bow, sire. But what can one knight do against an entire township?
One knight and his squire, Owain.
You are insane. You know that, right?
Because I am a Welshman, am I to be debarred from all preferments in Wales? On the same reasoning, so would an Englishman in England, a Frenchman in France, and an Italian in Italy. But I am sprung from the princes of Wales and the barons of the marches, and when I see injustice in either race, I hate it.
In the year 1169, corrupt Norman barons keep a chokehold on England, save those of us who fight for honour and justice. Misfits Audio presents Philip de Barry, Part 3, Escape from Wexford. People of Wexford!
Death to Norman!
I have come for my brother!
Philip! Leave while you yet can!
Never! Release my brother!
Or what? Guards, execute the prisoner. Fool! I shall do it myself.
Sire, you shot off Sir Robert's bond.
Quick, tie this rope to the pillar, Owain.
What are you doing?
Take my waist firmly.
Sire?
Now! And give me your axe shaft.
I don't like where this is going. Sire, we aren't... Ah! Don't ever do that again!
Do what?
Swing off a second-story building!
I thought it was diverting. Owain, slip through the crowd. We'll need horses.
Stop him!
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
Master, a message for you from Ireland.
At last. Philip will be on his way, I am sure.
Master?
Sir Robert Fitzstephen offers his compliments and to inform me that my brothers have been killed in Ireland.
Dead.
Leave me.
Master, I...
Go! Who shall support me now? How can I continue... Was so young, so full of life. But if it was God's will, I shall resign myself. If I must carry on alone, I shall.
Wexford Square. Ireland.
Robert, over here!
I see nothing in this darkness.
Barrels of pitch. Follow me.
I don't understand.
Use your axe to chop the lids free.
In between keeping myself alive, you mean?
Now kick the barrels over. Let the pitch run downhill towards the main harbour.
I do not know how much longer we can hold out.
Toss me a torch.
Flaming arrow. Brilliant!
Now, run!
Wexford, Ireland. Siege camp.
Are the men assembled?
They are, my lord.
But now the Debarrys will have been executed. I've even sent a message to their dear brother, informing him of their fate.
Is that not premature?
What could possibly make you think they could escape the town?
Well, part of it is on fire, sire.
What? Impossible!
Perhaps we should attack now, my lord.
No, We wait until morning. At night, in familiar territory, the native population has the advantage.
With respect, they are only disorganized barbarians.
Clearly. Seeing as they accidentally set their own town alight. Hopefully by sunrise they will be so exhausted from putting the fires out, they shall not have the spirit to fight our advance. How go the siege weapons?
We have 20 mangonels constructed and 4 trebuchets.
And the ballistas?
Not yet completed, although we have the darts ready for lighting.
See that they are prepared by morning. I want them spaced around the wall to soften the town before the main assault.
Yes, my lord.
Wexford Stables, Ireland.
Not much to choose from. A nag or a nag.
Oi!
Who goes there?
Perhaps I should have waited and asked where the saddles were. I don't see any. They must have a tack room somewhere. Ah, bridles. There's something, I suppose. Here, horsey, horsey. Nice horsey. That's it. Don't worry. I'm just going to borrow you for a few minutes. Fine, I'll take one of the others if you want to be that way. What about you?
St. David's Cathedral, Wales.
Another letter, Master.
I do seem to receive rather a lot, don't I?
Indeed, sir.
Lord Rhys. Oh, look here. He apologizes for withdrawing his support. I can hardly blame him for wishing to keep his lands. He tells me...
What is it, Master?
Some of his archers are in Ireland with Fitzstephen.
Of course, sir. Welsh archers are renowned marksmen.
One of them sent him word that he suspects a plot against my brothers, that Fitzstephen himself may have arranged their deaths.
What?
Wait. And that he suspects they may yet be living but in grave danger.
If your brothers are alive, they may not know Fitzstephen plots to kill them. They could walk right into a trap.
I must warn them. But no. My letters have no doubt been intercepted. I shall write to Lord Rhys. Perhaps through one of the archers, word can be sent in time.
Wexford Siege Camp, Ireland.
A message for Griffiths.
A letter for me? Fantastic!
I wish I had one.
From Lord Rhys. This is not good.
What?
Nothing. My wife is ill.
Oh, bother.
I think I need to be alone.
Of course. Sorry about that, mate.
So, Sir Fitzstephen plots to kill the DeBarrys simply in order to stop a Welshman being Bishop of Wales? Ha! We'll see about that. There are 100 strong of us here and only a handful of Norman knights.
Wexford Square, Ireland.
Where is Owain with those horses?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but as I recall, he never quite got along with them.
He'll think of something.
Really?
He always does. Ha ha! I knew it! Owain, over here! Robert!
Philip!
Don't speak. Save your strength. I will get you out of here.
It is no use, brother.
Sire, we must go, now.
I cannot leave him.
I am in God's hands now. I am not afraid.
Sire, we cannot tarry. Sire!
No!
He's dead, and so are we if we stay any longer.
It was her. I see her.
Sire, please.
She is the only one of these barbarians with a bow.
Sire, please. Come away. We must leave, sire. Killing more Bent will not bring Sir Robert back.
Wexford Siege Camp, Ireland.
Sire, you look rather worse for wear.
Don't trouble him right now.
What happened? Lost your last friend?
Let him be, sire.
You're right, Owain. I must not let my anger consume me.
Why don't you go see Sir Fitzstephen about the plan of attack?
An excellent suggestion.
I do hope he'll be all right.
Quiet! Are you the squire of Sir Philip de Bury?
Indeed.
I have a message for him from Lord Rhys ap Gruffudd.
But if this is true...
Sir Fitzstephen is plotting to kill him.
I just sent him alone to Fitzstephen's tent.
I must warn Sir Robert as well.
No need. He's already dead, killed by one of the Irish.
Are you certain?
Yes, there was only one archer present. And why are we standing about? Sir Philip could be in danger.
Sir Philip, you must leave straight away. There is a plot against you, boy.
Griffiths, can you hear me? Griffiths.
Oh dear, I'm afraid he's quite dead.
Featuring the voice talents of John Specht as narrator, Alex Gilmore as Owain, Scott D. Harris as Philip de Bury, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard and Johnny Hat as Irish Guards, Alex Gilmore, Kathy Ranella and Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as crowd members, Mark Kalita as Robert de Bury, Fiona Thrall as Ariel, Ronnie Rowlands as Morgan, David Ault as Gerald de Bury, Gareth Bowley as Robert Fitzstephen, Douglas Barbieri as Norman Guard, Stevie K. Farnaby as Griffiths. Written by Alexa Chipman. Post-produced and mixed by John Specht. Music copyright to the respective owners and used for entertainment purposes only. No copyright infringement was intended. This production is part of MisfitsAudio.com and was released in 2009.